Chapter 8, Types of Videos. In this chapter, we're going to talk about the different types of videos. We're going to cover the main types of videos you can use and how to create them. We're going to cover the common methods used by online marketers to produce quality web videos. There's basically three ways you can record video. One, camera. This is where you're looking at the camera. Two, screen capture, where you're recording what you're doing on your computer. And number three, slideshows, where you produce a slideshow and record it and then use that. Let's start talking a little bit about being a camera. For me, this has been quite a growing phase of my business because I wasn't really the type of person on camera when I first started doing it. However, I realized very early in my business that I needed to be on camera to make that connection with people. I found that there were two basic struggles for me to go through when I first started creating camera videos. And those were overcoming my fear itself of being on camera, what to say, what if I mess up, as well as the equipment. Am I using the right type of equipment? I didn't have a big budget or anything like that. So those were just my main challenges for me. And I presume a lot of people out there, maybe even you as you're listening to this, are trying to think of a way you can be doing videos on camera, but you're maybe a little afraid of doing them. Maybe you're not sure what you're doing or the equipment is something you think is holding you back. I'm going to start by saying doing videos on camera is very good for your sales pages. It's very powerful. When you create a presentation for the purpose of selling something, there's a series of steps that you want to follow. Generally five steps, which are going to be talking about in a bit. There are the following: introduction, short story, presentation, close, and rehash. These are the things that are very important for you to cover during your presentation. When you're doing a video conveying these things in the form of one camera video, they are very powerful in comparison to just a slideshow for the purpose of selling. I personally tend to think the slideshow videos are very good for delivering content. They can also be very powerful as far as doing launch videos and things like that, and upsell videos. However, I don't think there are any replacements for actually being on camera because of the things you have to do. Things like smile, make that eye contact, and display that enthusiasm that you otherwise cannot do with just text. I think it goes back to what I said earlier. People like to see who they're buying from as well. If you can be a likable person on camera, you're halfway to selling your product before people even see what it is. I also think when you're looking at the camera, it's great for telling a story as well. Sometimes you can put together a series of videos that tell a story of maybe how you struggled, how you overcame problems to become successful online. And if you can be on camera doing that, it usually works very well indeed. You can actually become personal in a way that you can't do with just doing it in text. People can see emotion a lot more when you're on camera. I want to point something out there. When you're trying to sell something and you're all of a sudden proposing a concept or idea to someone that's going to require them to take action, especially when it's going to require them to dig into their pocket and pull out their credit cards to make a purchase, it's important that you make a personal connection with them. When you create a message for that purpose of selling, it's often referred to as a sales pitch. And that's not a negative term, but when you're creating a pitch, there are three questions, apprehensions, that is almost every particular situation your prospect will have. You need to accomplish this. You need to resolve these three apprehensions in the back of their mind as quickly as possible if you plan to establish a connection that will lead to a sale. Those three questions that need to be answered are who, what, and why. I make the comparison a lot to when I was knocking on people's doors and selling products. When you knock on someone's door for the purpose of selling something, when someone opens their door to see a complete stranger smiling, having eye-to-eye contact with them, and being real enthusiastic, there are three things that run through the back of their head. One, who the hell is this person? Two, what the hell do they want? And three, why are they here? Those are very important things to answer in the back of the prospect's mind. And whether they are asking that directly or not, be certain that there are apprehensions that your customer has. When you're on camera, you can create a personal message in a way that is still generic to appeal to everyone, but you can make a personal connection with someone and answer those three questions that the person has in a way that you just couldn't do otherwise. The important part of using video is to get your message across, telling people what it is you want. You don't sell on a video, you tell a story and get the message across. If you look at launches, you'll see that they usually always have some sort of video message in there. And if you get that part right, you've cracked it. Being personal and connecting with your audience is one of the most important things you have to learn to do when creating video. When you're on camera, the best way to connect with people is to tell a story. Stories sell. I think the mistake that a lot of people do when they get on camera is they talk about things and other than that, than themselves. They talk about features and they don't focus on benefits as much as they should, but they avoid telling stories. People relate with stories. People buy an emotion. This is a fact. Nobody wakes up in the morning and turns to their spouse and says, "I really do hope someone pitches to me today so I can buy something." They just don't do that. People buy based on emotion. They buy based on impulse. And it's your own ability to raise that impulse and make that connection with your audience that's going to determine whether or not you make the sale. Now, please don't freak out. Don't think that there is some God-given talent you need in order to be able to do this. You'll get better with practice. You'll get better when you follow the steps I'm talking about, like the introduction, short story, presentation, and rehash. We're trying to put these things in your head like answering the who, what, why question. These things can be done in your message as you're connecting with the purpose. If you don't do them and completely omit them, completely disregard the fact this person didn't necessarily plan on running into your video today, they didn't plan on buying your product today, you need to approach the whole on-camera video creation and connecting with your audience. Think with the mentality of, I need to tell them a story and let them get to know me. I need to make them understand I'm not much different to them and I'm just a person. Connecting with your audience really is in fact about telling a story. I've seen videos of John where he talks about how he used to be a factory worker, how that he always hated that job and he didn't want to be there. I've heard him tell stories about how his office is now really close to that job and literally passes by that job. And I believe there's these things that resonate with me. Those are the things that people will remember. That is how you make a connection with your audience when you're on camera, by simply being yourself and telling them a story. Be yourself. I think when people start doing videos, you can actually tell when people first start out. I think they believe that they have to turn to some sort of actor. You see people that sit upright in their chairs like they've got a broom handle down their back or something, and they're uptight and tense. Try to imagine yourself at a table opposite of a friend and you're going to tell a story about yourself, then explain what your product will do. You've got to learn to be yourself. You don't have to be a Hollywood actor. You don't have to go out and win an Oscar. You just be yourself because that's what people will connect with. John used to work in a car factory, and that story helps him connect with his audience because a lot of people who are watching the video may have had a similar job. They are working in a factory or in a job that they don't like. That's his past and his history. So when I talk about what people are like, yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. So if John can get out of that situation, maybe I can too. So if you make that connection, you're halfway there to selling your product. There's also some very important psychological things that are happening when you're telling a story by talking about your past. We tend to be very emotionally attached to our past and the things that have happened to us. And we convey that in a way that when we're on camera and make a connection with people that otherwise we can't. We portray a certain expression on our face, a certain tone of our voice when we're talking about things that have really deeply impacted us. People had heard me tell my story about how 9/11 changed everything for me and made me come down to Florida to start a new life and get into sales. And I tell that very passionately because that's something that truly happened to me. It's not just some hyped up sales copy that some copywriter cleverly wrote for me to then narrate on a video when I'm looking down at a note. And it's truly impacted me, and it's a truly impactful message that helped me connect with my audience. Everything that happens on camera, from the way my eyes are pointing to the facial expressions to the emotion in my voice, all of that is real. It's genuine, and I'm being myself. That connection happens without me forcing it to happen, and that's not what truly compels people to take action. When you are yourself, and when you remove that broomstick handle from behind your chair, and when you actually come out of your shell, and you're just trying to be yourself. A lot of people think to themselves, hey, I should write the perfect script and then read it. The problem is that we don't speak the way we write. For example, especially for me, when I pronounce the word A, when I'm telling a story and not reading it, I pronounce the word A different ways. And when I'm reading a story out of a page in a book, I actually say the letter A. It comes out totally different. The way we read and the way we write is totally different in the way we connect. And it's important that you connect with your audience when you're on camera, because the last thing you want is to come out fake in your video, because then your video now has the opposite effect. If you're not real, your audience can sense it and aren't connecting with you. They can feel that you aren't being yourself. And that's very important to keep in mind. Spontaneous videos. That can be so awesome. When you create spontaneous videos, you can literally have an effect on people that you just couldn't do otherwise. People seldom write spontaneous copies. Seldom do you sit down and come up with a 10-page ebook. But it's very easy to get an idea or a message and be in the moment, so to speak. Just pull out your camera and start talking. Create a video that's spontaneous. Sometimes the connection that you make with people with spontaneous recording is really powerful, and you can't do this otherwise. You can't plan to capture a moment. I don't know if that's really coming across the way I meant it to come across, but I hope you get it. Another thing you can do is be aware of what's going on. For example, sometimes something might happen on the news or something big might be happening online, like a big launch. If you can create something that people can connect with at that time, at that moment, and maybe turn it into something that teaches a bit of marketing or something like that, you're usually going to find that your subscribers really appreciate this sort of thing. I do tons of video training where I'll just suddenly have an idea, or something will happen online or a news event, and it just sort of triggers an idea and I'll go and make a video. Then I'll tell my subscribers about it, mail them, and they love that sort of thing. Remember what we said earlier? In today's society, you can create a video from your cell phone and have that online, and it could go viral in no time. If you have an idea or something, don't just put the idea to the back of your head. If it's something that's going on to brand you as a person, get it out there. Sometimes the things I like about spontaneous videos are the fact that we typically plan a video, the fact that we write a script, the fact that we set up the lighting. It almost kind of creates this expectation within ourselves that it has to be perfect. Some of my best videos, I've just literally been sitting down, pulled out my phone, and just start recording. Now, there are some things to be mindful when you're doing spontaneous videos, like the environment. Maybe you're outdoors and there's a lot of traffic noise. Maybe you're just holding the camera up with your hand and it might be shaking a lot. These things can be distracting when we're watching them back. But as long as you're mindful of how you're using the equipment, spontaneous videos can be very powerful. Using your iPhone or an HD camera can become more prevalent these days because of the technology is there now. You can record high quality video on most smartphones. They have a really good camera and it's easy just to plug in your computer and upload the video, and before you know, I've got a video up and running. If you want to take it to the next level, you can throw that video into an editing software like ScreenFlow, which is what I use on a Mac. I know John uses Camtasia as well. But the point I'm making is with equipment, you don't need to have the really fancy professional studio type of cameras, because the technology to create the same quality of video is now available on most people's hips. John and I just did a big product promotion for a product called Easy Video Suite, which I'm sure you've heard of. And we actually created all of our videos for all of our bonuses with our iPhones. I'm talking literally. John was in the UK recording his portion of the video on his iPhone, and I recorded my portion here on my iPhone. Then we edited them together and came up with this great quality video. People literally came to us and asked us how we were recording it. And when I said I just used my iPhone, they were like, no way. The reality is that you don't need real expensive stuff. Even if you have an old school phone that doesn't have a camera on it, you can get one of those flip cams for less than $100 nowadays because the technology is there. You can get a really good quality phone and really good quality video from really inexpensive gear. I was surprised when I used my iPhone. I actually found it was better quality than my HD camcorder, which cost me over $1,000. And obviously, that's made for just recording video where the iPhone isn't. I find you just get a lot better lighting and it's a lot sharper. It's better in a normal environment, so you don't have to have the studio lights on. I use the iPhone 5 now, which has a forward-facing HD camera. Obviously, with the iPhone 4, if you want HD, you couldn't face the camera, but with the iPhone 5, you can see yourself and see exactly what you're doing. It's brilliant. As far as I'm concerned, that's all I ever need to record my video. We're going to talk about equipment in a lot more detail in the next chapter, but they sell little clips so that you can attach your phone to your tripod. They're inexpensive tripods, and literally I use a $10 tripod. So again, no need to have a movie production budget to create really good on-camera videos, whether it comes to the equipment or what you're going to say while you're standing in front of the camera. I think it's important to keep in mind that practice and education is what is going to help you overcome this. There's no God-given talent that you need talent to become good at this. It's a myth that you need to have really expensive stuff to create good-looking video. Screen capture is also the most common form of training once you get inside of my members' areas because it's my particular niche. I'm teaching people how to do things online, how to access certain sites, how to use certain pieces of software. Obviously, these sort of things can't be taught in front of a whiteboard in a classroom style as effectively as they can be taught using screen capture. This is something that you'll need software to do in order to capture your screen. The Easy Video Suite software that was recently released has a screen capture feature. As I mentioned before, there's also more advanced editing softwares like Camtasia and ScreenFlow, which we will be covering in a little bit more detail. I think what's important to keep in mind here is you can also do things with screen capture that involves your webcam. A lot of screen capture software now also allows you to turn your webcam on while you're doing the demonstration. So in the bottom right-hand corner, for example, you'll have a little live video of you being recorded. That could be another option if you want to try to connect with people that way as well as sharing your screen. It's also fantastic for teaching step-by-step methods, as we've briefly discussed earlier. If you want to teach something, break it down into actionable steps and just show people step-by-step how to do it. It's much easier than trying to write it down or talk about how to do it. For example, we can talk about things using PowerPoint and Keynote, but we can't show you. And that's why step-by-step methods and screen capture is the best way to do it. Using some sort of software also makes it very easy to break down your videos into even smaller videos. I can literally record an entire process in my screen, and maybe then that process took me half an hour to accomplish what I was setting out to teach. I can later take that recording and break it up into 3 10-minute videos. It becomes a lot easier to absorb when you're doing screen capture videos for your audience because you have a lot more control of the environment on screen. You have time to prepare what they're going to see. You can also have your tabs open. You can basically have notes in front of you as well. A lot of times, I'll find that as I'm recording a screen capture, I have bullet points on my screen. But I also have a notebook, and since people aren't seeing me physically, I can be glancing down at my notebook. I can be talking and mentioning points that are in my notes while the user is seeing my screen. So it's a very good way for you to create demos and walkthroughs. It's also a fantastic way to do what we call over-the-shoulder training. The way you sort of sell this type of training is you say, it's like you're standing right behind me looking over my shoulder. What I do a lot of as well, which I want to mention here, is I do a lot of coaching. I might have a student who approaches me and just say, for example, he can't get an image to display on his blog or he might be stuck. Then I might maybe say, let me have a look. I would then fix that, but I would be recording what I was doing. So I'm recording the situation, and basically when I fix the problem, now you've got a recording I can put in my members area. So if someone else has the same issue, instead of having to record it and show people again, I can just say, go and look at this video. In my business, I also do a lot of sales page reviews for my students' sales pages. I get their permission and I ask if I can record what I'm doing, and I'm going to tell them so that I can have a series of videos to teach writing copy. I also do blog reviews and membership site reviews. There's a lot of stuff where you can just record what you're doing, where you might tell one person how you're doing something. If you record it, you have a material you can use for over-the-shoulder training. The powerful thing about over-the-shoulder screen capturing training is people feel like you're there with them. People feel like they aren't alone. When you give somebody a printed book, they don't feel like you're there with them, basically because they can read it on the go. I know that for me, this was crucial when I first started to build my internet business because I was learning from John how to build a blog, how to drive traffic, how to create a product as I was watching him do it. I was literally able to have two screens open. On one side, I had my laptop, and on the other side, there was my computer. I could literally watch his video on one while I would pause and actually take those actions on the other computer. It made it very easy for me to follow his movements on the screen. I could then expand it and make it full screen, size screen, to see what he was clicking, how he was going to the page, how he did something, things that you just can't do in text. Screen capture is also brilliant for product demonstrations. You could be demonstrating your own product on a sales page. Maybe you want to show how they get results using your software or your product. It's also good if you're an affiliate. If you get permission from the product owner to maybe do a member walkthrough, or maybe you're using their product, which I did for Easy Video Suite. I showed you myself using the actual software. If you can do that, then you're showing people how to get the most from the product if they then go ahead and purchase. So if you can demonstrate a method, a product in action, a members area tour, show people how to get the most out of something that you are promoting, they're more likely to go and buy the product if you're showing them how to use the product, get traffic, make money, or whatever it does. It's a fantastic thing for product demonstration. There's a lot of reasons that people don't buy things. There's a lot of reasons that we could probably estimate and take guesses at why people didn't do this or didn't do that, even though we asked them to. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to fear. People are afraid of making a bad decision. A product demonstration is ultimately the best way to show someone what they are going to be getting. When we're talking about software, when we're talking about website memberships and things like that, literally showing them what they're going to see the minute they purchase and doing the demonstration, you are removing all of their fear of, what if I buy this and then I don't get what I thought I was getting? It is the complete opposite of what we call doing a blind offer. Blind offers are something that I tend to stay away from. I tell my students don't do that. You want people to know what they are getting without overselling, because they can be a problem as well. You don't want to create 2-hour product demonstration. You want to cover the important things. Product demonstrations at the end of the day are the best way to remove any fear from the person that they might be receiving, as far as, am I getting into the right thing here? So a very powerful thing for you to do. We will be covering this in more detail later on, but the 3 main products for recording screen capture is Camtasia, which is for Windows. You can also get it for Mac, but I only use it on Windows, and I'm not a fan of the Mac version. ScreenFlow, which is for Mac, and there's also Easy Video Suite, which now has a screen capture recording feature. I'm finding Easy Video Suite brilliant, and I've actually used it about 3 times today to show my students quick little tips, quick 1 or 2 minute videos, because you can just record, upload, and send the link. So that's the main softwares out there. At the end of the day, there's always going to be an investment required in your business. You're in business. There's no way that you can expect to run a profitable or successful business without investing in it. In online business, especially any type of training, it's going to require some sort of software. There'll be some free ones out there, but you'll be compromising all kinds of stuff when you use free screen capture video. It won't render in the proper format or record the amount of time that you need, or maybe it'll put some sort of watermark on your video. At the end of the day, it tends to be standard when you're recording video or when you're editing video to be using either Camtasia, ScreenFlow, or Easy Video Suite. We're all going to be needing Easy Video Suite so that we can play our videos, so we can manipulate the video file. But when it comes to editing and recording the videos, especially on larger size screens, Camtasia and ScreenFlow are the way to go. I personally prefer ScreenFlow, and there's 2 reasons for this. Number one, I'm on a Mac and ScreenFlow is for Mac. Number 2, ScreenFlow handles large files a lot better than Camtasia. Camtasia, especially on the Mac, it leaves a lot to be desired when you have big, large files. When your video is, say, longer than 20 or 30 minutes, when you're going to be doing a lot of editing and cutting things out, adding transitions and things like that, Camtasia, in my experience, just doesn't seem to handle those files well. When you've got a lot of data manipulation, Camtasia kind of gives you that little spinning wheel of death, and you're like, oh my God, did it lock? And you're kind of working in fear that you might lose your material with Camtasia. I found with ScreenFlow to just be a far superior type of product. With Camtasia, if you're using a PC, then your hands are tied and you kind of have to use Camtasia. Like I said, there are other free alternatives out there. Then there's a much more expensive alternative like Final Cut Pro. And I would have to say that for the majority of stuff that you're doing, you're going to be doing as an internet marketer, as an online business owner, as regard to screen sharing, screen capture, demos, walkthroughs, and even editing of your camera videos, I think Camtasia and ScreenFlow are going to be reasonably priced and can definitely handle the task you need to do. For me, even on my camera videos that I shoot with my phone, I upload them into my computer and I drop them into ScreenFlow. And I do that to do whatever editing I need to do. Sometimes I like to put music behind it. I like to add an additional track. If I'm doing something with green screen, for example, John and I recently did a video together where we were both in the same frame. We were both standing side by side in the video. However, he was in the UK and I'm in warm, sunny Florida, and we shot this video. Him on his iPhone, me on my iPhone. I did mine in front of a green screen. He did his in front of a green screen. Then he emailed me his video clip and I uploaded both of them to my computer. And then I put them into ScreenFlow as different tracks, as separate tracks, and I was able to position them and export a video of both of us on the same camera, on the same frame, basically, and you're obviously going to need software to do this with. I mention this because they don't just limit you to screen capture. They are probably the best option for doing screen capture, but I also use this sort of editing software for my own camera videos as well. And naturally, Easy Video Suite. Regardless of whether you're using Camtasia or ScreenFlow, you're going to need to convert it to web ready. You're going to need that video file to be MP4, and you're going to need the player code. And that's all generated by Easy Video Suite. Slideshows. Slideshows are easy to create. At the end of the day, when you're making a video, it really is simple to create slides because you have various softwares you can do it with. I love using Keynote on the Mac. Keynote is relatively affordable, and it just makes videos look great. Slides that look great. There are all kinds of effects and animations and things you can do once you get a little more advanced with it. The video series that we've inserted inside of Easy Video Solutions member area we created is in Keynote. We literally use the tools that we talk about in this ebook. You can literally just start a slide by opening up a template that they already have and just type your text. Move on to the next slide and type that text. In many cases, you can copy the text over from any written material that you already have. If you're doing a sales video, for example, you can copy the text from your sales page. If you're doing a training video, you can copy the text from an ebook or the module. But it's very easy to create. You don't need a PhD in computer science to create slideshows using Keynote or PowerPoint. I use Keynote a lot. It's very easy to pick up and learn, and there's tons of videos out there. If you go to YouTube and type in Keynote PowerPoint tutorials, there's enough videos to get you through the basics. You don't have to use ScreenFlow to record as well. We use ScreenFlow to create the videos in the members areas. However, if you were just on your computer by yourself recording, Keynote has a record feature. You can just record your audio direct onto your video. You can literally just play the slideshow. As I'm hitting the space bar, I can be talking. It actually records the timing of the slides with what you're saying through the microphone. Then you can export a movie file right from within Keynote or PowerPoint. So this is very powerful. You can prepare it. You can record it. Then you can produce it. We use ScreenFlow because we're planning on doing some editing, and because I'm going to be recording a large file, and because John is involved, we have to make sure if we make a mistake, I can edit it out. However, when you're using a slide software, whether it's Keynote or PowerPoint, or there's actually other software out there, for example, OpenOffice and free software that allows you to create slides, it's just a matter of preparing it, recording it, and exporting it, and producing your actual video file. It really is those simple steps. You can spend as much time doing any one of those steps as you particularly want to. For example, I might want to spend a little bit extra time in the preparation phase because I like to use images. I've got images from an icon website and provided icons that's where I get images quickly. You might want to do nice transitions and animations, so you might want to spend specific time in the preparation phase. Maybe you want to spend more time in the recording phase. Maybe you've got a specific timing that you want to do. Maybe you want to add music behind your recording. Maybe you want to do extra editing and have transitions and things like that. The point being that you can record, you can edit, and you can prepare everything and you can literally compose everything right on your desktop and create really cool, compelling videos with just slides. When you think about it, you can put a simple presentation together and you don't have to have all the bells and whistles. You can just record it. If you make a mistake, you just go back to the previous slide, which is one good feature when you're recording. And then you just go need to produce, export, or I think it's share or something like that on PowerPoint. Then you've got a video. You can then take the video and put that through either Camtasia or ScreenFlow. If you want to do any editing, or straight into Easy Video Suite if you want to upload and then make it ready. It's a real simple way of teaching what you want to teach. You can make it as complicated as you want to, or you can make it as easy as you want to. It's completely up to you. It's great for teaching theory-style training, slideshows, or an awesome way to give a presentation when you're illustrating images and things like that. It's very tough, for example, if you're trying to illustrate a graph. If I'm on camera, I would literally have to be pointing at a whiteboard or something like that. But if I'm doing a slideshow, I can literally just paste an image or a chart right onto the slide. We're actually going to do that in one of the Easy Video Solutions training videos, quite a bit, where we are giving screenshots and software and demonstrating what a script looks like. You're going to be able to see how we're literally just pasting that script inside of the slide. So it's very good for illustrating theory style training. What I try to do as well when I teach my methods and whatever I do online, I try to have a theory section and a practical section. When we're talking about breaking stuff into step by step, if you're putting a product together, for example, I would try and create 10 theory modules where I talk about each method. Then I try and have 10 practical modules where I teach the method. So obviously, this side of the training is educating. It's educating your mind for what you may be going to teach later on. That's why the best way to do it is through slideshows. It also gives you a very professional look. In many cases, people are not happy with the quality of their video. Perhaps it's the setting of their video. Maybe they didn't have a nice camera or smartphone to use. Well, here's a way where you can use a pre-configured template provided by either PowerPoint or Keynote. Some nice images, things that really give your presentation a professional look. I think it's a very good way to add a new level or a new look. It literally elevates your brand and gives you a more professional brand. It doesn't take much to have a keynote presentation. It looks really professional. I'm sure when you watch the accompanying videos that you'll see that the slideshows that we created look very professional. And we put this together with all the slides in maybe just a few hours. It doesn't take long, just a little bit of basic education, implementing what you've learned, and you'll have a professional looking presentation. Like we've mentioned through this ebook here, PowerPoint is a very popular software that a lot of people use, for PC users anyway, and it's got a lot of advanced features while also being easy to use. It literally has, on the left-hand side, pictures where you can see your slides, then on the right-hand side section is a type of area where you can type in your content. Keynote operates very similar. The cool thing about PowerPoint and Keynote is that there are also advanced features on there. As you get better, you can use things like transitions and animations so that when you hit the space bar, maybe the text flies in or pops in, or maybe there's an actual movement happening on your slides. For example, when you click the space bar to display the next line of text, you'll notice that in the previous line of text, the opacity goes down so they become more transparent and fades into the background. These are just little effects that can add to your presentation in Keynote, and the same goes for PowerPoint. OpenOffice is another software that also has slides software built into it, and this is free. I'm not sure about the advanced features it has because I haven't used OpenOffice in a long time, but I do know that for a basic recording of slideshows, I'm not even sure it even implements a recording feature. But for the creation of the slideshow itself, you can use this free software to create professional-looking slideshows that are going to elevate your brand and are going to be easy to produce. My personal opinion is that you should invest in PowerPoint or Keynote. If you've got a Mac, Keynote is $20 or something in the app store. PowerPoint, it's part of Microsoft Office, and I don't know if you can get it individually. If you're going to be doing a lot of presentations, my advice would be to invest in either one of the two, depending on your operating system. If this is your business, if this is what you do, and you want to be impactful and look good, it's important to make the small investment. You'll make it back tenfold. Remember, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. So, with that being said, don't be afraid to experiment and be creative with video. I think we've been presenting a lot of different avenues, a lot of opportunities for you to create compelling and engaging video. We've talked about different tools you can use. We've talked about different options that you have, whether you are a novice or want to try free software, which again, remember, when you do use a free software, there's always a compromise. There's always something that in either one way or another will either cost you time or will cost you customers. Don't be frustrated when you don't achieve that beautiful image that you wanted it to be in the beginning. You've got to learn to crawl before you can walk. And we all went through the growing phase. I mean, I'd be afraid to have to look at the first video I produced for online. So we've all had to go through it at one point or another. The key is that you remove that fear of getting started and just dip your toe in the water. Little by little, experiment and try new things. And you'll see that you're getting better and better. It's not a God-given talent to produce good video. The good thing about doing video is you can take as many goes at it as you want. It's not like a live environment, like standing on stage or doing a live webinar where if you mess up, you mess up. If you mess up on a video, you can re-record. Practice makes perfect. The more you do it, the better you will get. So don't be afraid to experiment. Be creative with your video, and I'm sure you'll eventually reach the results you want. We thank you for reading this chapter, and we'll see you in the next one.